Grace, talking to all three of your teammates already, all three of your senior teammates, you know, one thing I've talked about with all of them, this is something that you guys talked about, sixth grade year, seventh grade year. You know, how cool would it be if we put everything together and we go to state? You guys are here. You guys have done it. You're the second team to do so. How good does it feel, not just for your team, but for your group of four seniors who have been together throughout 8 years of, or excuse me, 7 years of basketball now, and you've got to this point?
Well, it's from day one this year, our goal was Redbird Arena. Yeah, it seems like a huge goal at the beginning of the year. So many ups and downs throughout the season, but that was our goal. We worked hard every day, day in, day out, and always was focused. I mean, yeah, we had a little fun in practice, but you just got to balance it, like Coach said yesterday. You got to balance fun and business, and we got that done the last few days and had really good practices, and it's been showing.
Of course, for you guys as a team, you know, as I said to one of the other girls, you know, you guys went through some adversity. Some people may not look at it. They're like, look at their record. Look at that 19-game win streak. But you guys went, hit the skids there at the end of the season, and you guys were out of sorts. You know, I think the words I used it to you know, Coach Carr was, lost your mojo a little bit, but you guys have been getting it back gradually. And not only that, but you had to overcome adversity. Obviously, you were coming back from the ACL, but then you hurt your wrist in the shootout. Then you hurt your knee, you know, early postseason. So being able to overcome all that for you, how special is it to keep having the big games you've been having? And not only that, get to the place that you're going to be starring at next year.
So going into regionals, it was all iffy for me to even be playing. And Coach was very leery. He's like, I don't want to mess up your summer college ball. And I was like, I got to be here for our team. I don't want to let anyone down. Like, we've been in this since day one. We've worked so hard. And now to be able to go to ISU and get to play there, it's just so crazy. I'll be able to play on where I'll be playing next year.
And of course, you're doing that. You're getting to take your teammates along, obviously. And, you know, they're going to be able to experience that floor and that environment too. You know, but for you guys, and like I pointed out, the four of you have stayed together through thick and thin. How important has it been for you guys to be that core for this team when you, you know, when you have players like Kaylee Lurkins coming off, she's a sophomore. You know, you got the juniors with Skyly and with Libby. Just being able to show them this is where Altamont can go.
Yeah, so we have players that can play. And I mean, a lot of people give me a lot of credit, but I couldn't do any of that without my teammates and Coach Carr. Coach Carr has got us so far this year, and we've all respected him a ton, and we've let him do his work and us do ours, and we've been able to get it done. But definitely my teammates, I couldn't do it without them.
Of course, you know, that's a situation where, you know, like I've said before, you guys play a lot of, you know, known teams throughout the season. Even postseason, a lot of times you guys are running in. You guys have had a lot of unknowns this year. Of course, yeah, you had Tuscola. You played them early. Yeah. You know, lucked out with that. But then the teams that you didn't know with Salt Fork and now Cisma Park, those teams, you just – it really brought something else out with you guys. With them only being able to see that little bit of film and not have played against you, do you feel like that gives you guys a little bit of edge because you have so many different aspects to your game defensively and offensively that you can throw at a team?
Yeah, I definitely like playing. Like, teams we don't see very often way better. They don't know. I mean, obviously, you know from film what we have, but in games, it's totally different. And, like, you just got to have a game plan. You got to execute it. And I feel like we executed very well tonight, and our defense has been pretty locked down lately. And if we just keep doing that, no one can stop us.
Of course, for you guys to be a team making history, you know, first time in 43 years for a sectional championship, now a super sectional championship. Now you know that that team that did it before, they got to the Elite Eight. But now you guys have taken that extra step. You know, of course, class system was different, everything, so they got to, but you guys are a top four team in the state. You know that you're going to have some good teams coming up there. You know, for you guys, how special is it to know that we're setting the bar even higher for those girls? And I'm not talking about just your teammates this time, but those young girls who are on the bench with you, the young girls, and even the young boys who are over in the stands in the fan section. How important is it for you guys to not just be those role models, but to be able to say, you guys can really do anything? We set our goal, we did it, you guys can too.
Yeah, it's so crazy to see the whole town here. Like, they're behind us, and we had so many fans tonight. Our fans, like, Pep Club section was crazy, and shout out to them, because it just makes the whole game different when you know you have the whole town behind you. And with playing with my sister this year has definitely been special, and she didn't even know she wanted to play next year, but hopefully after she sees what's up this year, like, she'll want to come back, she'll want to play, and I think that gives all the younger girls motivation to, if you work hard, you can get places.